let me start with our scripture for today. It comes from the book of Proverbs. I'll be reading from chapter 8, verses 2 through 4, continuing with 15. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. When wickedness comes, contempt comes also, and with dishonor comes grace. Disgrace. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is a bubbling brook. An intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. May we add blessing and understanding to the reading of these words. My message this morning is entitled, I'm an Agnostic Christian. You should be too. I've been asked, I talked about this about 3 years ago, and I've been asked multiple times to revisit it, so I am doing that for you today. Many times I have heard this, you have to believe in, fill in the blank, if you want to consider yourself a Christian, or you have to fill in the blank, or you have to vote for fill in the blank if you want to consider yourself a progressive. Now, because of my online activities with the Christian Left and ProgressiveChristianity.org and even my own personal social media, I hear bottom-line fundamentalist statements like this almost all the time. And yes, even from people who see themselves as progressives. The thing is, the way that I see it, progressivism and that kind of fundamentalism, they just don't mix. I mean, sure, like oil and water, you can put them together, but ultimately, they are much too different to exist together. Sooner or later, they separate. Now, it may be a little bit helpful here to talk about what I mean by progressive and fundamentalist. Books can, and certainly have been, written on what these two terms mean. So keep in mind that I fully recognize that what I am doing here is little more than establishing cursory parameters for this discussion. And quite naturally, there will be those who disagree with my understanding of these concepts, which is perfectly fine. These just happen to be the understandings that I'm working from for this message. For me, the linchpin of progressive thought is open-mindedness. Well, more specifically, open-mindedness based on rational thought and information. Now, in contrast, fundamentalist thinking establishes certain bottom lines that must be accepted as truths. And right away, you should be able to see the odd partnership that is made when you try to add certain fundamentalist beliefs to progressive thought. Outside of definitive proof, progressive minds should always be open to possibilities. And yes, those minds may also be fairly certain about particular things, something like God is love, but they are also always open to the possibility of new information pointing them in a different direction. Now, that should make it very difficult to entertain dogma within progressive communities. Dogma, of course, is a set of beliefs defined to establish authority, designed by the established authority, that is to be held as unquestionably true. Now, that kind of certitude leaves absolutely no room for certain kinds of questions, which for some people is actually one of the attractive aspects of fundamentalism. You see, living in the questions makes some people very uncomfortable, particularly those who may have grown up in the certitude of traditional evangelicalism. It may be that the natural instability of life causes some folks to be attracted to things that they can see as clearly as stable and certain. Religious traditions that teach fundamentalism tend to nurture our need for that certainty. The teaching is so strong. The teaching is so strong that even when reality, facts, life, and even love slam up against irrational fundamentalist beliefs like being gay is a sin, and people start questioning many of the beliefs they were taught, well, they still have this deeply seated need to hold on to some fundamentals to help them feel stable and provide answers so there isn't so much living in the questions. That learned and sometimes deeply seated need, well, it contributes to the growing reality of evangelicals who grew up in traditional churches, but now who identify more strongly with certain parts of progressive Christianity. And many of them try to sort of straddle the line by adopting the somewhat now established progressive Christian community, and then still trying to insert certain fundamentalist beliefs, such as the Trinity or substitutional atonement, as essentials which we must believe in order to call ourselves Christian. As I said a minute ago, you should be able to see the sort of odd partnership that's made when you try to add certain fundamentalist beliefs into progressive thought. So, the difficult reality for folks in that position trying to add the two together is that in progressive communities, questioning fundamentalist beliefs is ultimately encouraged. And admittedly, I would very much like to say that you cannot have fundamentalist beliefs and call yourself progressive. But that wouldn't be very progressive of you, would it? Get you both ways. So, for now, I'll just say that I have a very hard time understanding how a person can rationally call themselves progressive, but have certain fundamentalist beliefs that they use to define who is and who isn't a Christian. Or as Christian writer and political activist that you've all probably read, Anne Lamott, points out, certainty is missing the point entirely. Which brings me to the deeper, more specific point of this message. And it's related to how I use the word agnostic. I prefer to use the word agnostic as an adjective rather than a noun. Now, the origin of that preference starts with one of my living heroes, renowned astrophysicist and just brilliant all-around thinker, Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson. And in addressing the question of whether or not he is an atheist, Dr. Tyson says, I would say, if I find a word that comes closest, it would be agnostic. To refer to someone who doesn't know, but hasn't yet really seen evidence for God, but's prepared to embrace the evidence if it's there, but if it's not, won't be forced to have to think something that is not otherwise supported. Sounds like a scientist. Now, for me personally, the most helpful thing I've seen come out of his discussion resulting from his answer was the idea of using agnostic as an adjective rather than a noun. Now, admittedly, Dr. Tyson uses agnostic as a noun. I still do sometimes as well. But because of his answer, I have heard him frequently described as an agnostic. Now, the truth is, while Dr. Tyson actually prefers no labels besides scientist, and I would bet he's probably okay with educator, there are lots of other labels that could be used to describe his perspective, maybe something like a weak atheist or something like that. But I find agnostic atheist to be much more helpful for describing what I understand him to be saying about his perspective about the existence of some higher deity. You see, Tyson defines agnostic as someone who doesn't know haven't yet really seen evidence for God, but's prepared to embrace the evidence. As a modifier for now, that can be really, really helpful. Whether it's modifying atheist or modifying Christian or possibly other faith traditions, it's really sort of a nice augmentation. It helps put aside some of the assumptions that tend to be associated with certain labels, which is one of the very things that Dr. Tyson himself is trying to avoid. Now, following that train of thought, I now call myself an agnostic Christian. I believe that there most probably is a God. But faith itself insists that God's existence is not provable. After all, that's why it's called faith. I shared a moment ago that quote from Anne Lamott. Let me share with you the fuller context of the quote. She says, "The opposite of faith is not doubt, but certainty. Certainty is missing the point entirely. Faith includes noticing the mess, the emptiness and discomfort, and letting it be there until some light returns." Not only that, I think that it is essential to remember, possibly particularly for progressives, that many of the cornerstones of a healthy community, like tolerance and acceptance and patience, they rest in the personal realization that you could be wrong about someone or something. Or as American writer and philosopher Will Durant once penned, "Tolerance grows only when faith loses certainty. Certainty is murderous." Earlier I said that the linchpin of progressive thought is open-mindedness based on rational thought and information. If the set of beliefs that you're following has something, say faith, within its practices that presumes the inability to prove the existence of God, you are approaching the beliefs with open-mindedness, rational thought, as progressives should do. Then, like Dr. Tyson, you must be prepared to embrace the evidence if it's there. That means admitting that while you believe, you don't know. Or as freelance writer Robert Roth says, "What is certainty but the refuge of those whose faith is not strong enough to entertain doubt?" Let me read that again. "What is certainty but the refuge of those whose faith is not strong enough to entertain doubt?" And for me, it means if you are a progressive Christian, it's time to admit that you are most likely an agnostic Christian. Amen.